Hey, everybody. Donald Trump storms the Libertarian Convention and comes out with a major victory. Also, what are they planning next? That and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. And as always, email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Lara Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
I hope you had a great weekend. It feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. Does Tuesday usually have a feel? Tuesday doesn't really have a feel, but it feels like a Monday, even though it is not. Hope you had a enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. More importantly, I hope you spent some time reflecting on those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. This last weekend, I was watching closely at the Libertarian Convention in Washington, D.C. Libertarianism used to be the dominant ideological view for young conservatives. A decade ago, if you were to go to CPAC, this is before Turning Point was really big and powerful, if you go to any conservative event, it was dominated by libertarian influences. When I first got started in the movement, the think tanks, the intellectual, the philosophical backbone of the movement was indeed libertarian. It was rooted in an idea of getting the government out of our life. And being a autodidact, meaning self-taught, being someone who loves to learn and to read, I went deep down the libertarian rabbit hole. I read Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, F.A. Hayek, Henry Hazlitt, Milton Friedman, read Thomas Sowell. And I don't regret reading all those things. The deeper you go, the deeper you go, the more you kind of go, you realize that there is something missing, but at the time you're not quite making those connective points. Read Ayn Rand, the entire libertarian canon, not all of it, I know quite well. And if you listen to old Charlie Kirk videos, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, it was far more libertarian than I am today. Now, full disclosure, I still have some libertarian views on certain issues. For example, on guns, I'm very libertarian when it comes to your ability to own weapons. I'm libertarian when it comes to forced vaccinations. No one should be able to tell you to take a vaccine against your will. I'm very libertarian when it comes to private property. And I tend to agree a lot with libertarians when it comes to ending these reckless and adventurous foreign wars. So I've personally been very involved in the libertarian world. I know how they think, and I know how they operate, and I know how they view the world. The convention this last weekend was really a sight to see. You see, Joe Biden was invited, Donald Trump was invited, all the major candidates were invited to speak at the Libertarian Convention. Now, let me be very clear. The Libertarian Convention is much different than even Ron Paul or Mike Lee or Thomas Massey. This is a clown show. They debate whether or not we should have traffic lights. I'm not exaggerating. These are people that want to get rid of all child protection laws when it comes to pedophilia. Some of them want to get rid of all forms of government laws when it comes to borders and disassembling the military. They're closer to anarchists. And this is actually what started my journey away from libertarianism. When I would sit down with a group of libertarians, and essentially the old joke was the only true libertarian is left alone in a room. He just starts kicking everyone else out because they're not libertarian enough. Oh, you want police? Get out of the room. Oh, you want borders? Get out of the room. And it just becomes this zealous ideological purity exercise that is really silly, and it should be like basically relegated to college campuses for 18 and 19 year olds that are, you know, tripping on acid and smoking a lot of weed. I'm the true libertarian. Yeah, okay, great. And then you realize you can't build a political party that way. It's also these ideas are kind of silly and stupid, getting rid of the police, opening borders, decriminalizing all drugs. So what is libertarianism? Libertarianism at its core is actually rather healthy. It is skeptical of collectivist and statist power and a preference and a prioritization on individual initiative, natural rights, and the sovereignty of the individual. You can read the U.S. Constitution and you could glean some libertarian elements there. Libertarianism has lost its way in the last few years. In the ideal, we should have some libertarian impulses in the Republican Party. We should have some libertarian threads and foundations. I think it's a good thing when Thomas Massie gets up there and says, no, we must read every bill and we must bring the power back to the states. I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy when Rand Paul wants to filibuster foreign aid. That is an element that we must not lose, and I sympathize with part of it. But the Libertarian Party is totally different. So Donald Trump accepted the invitation to attend the Libertarian Convention this last weekend. Donald Trump is up in every major poll. Donald Trump is up in the betting odds. Those mean nothing, and we'll get into that later in the hour. Donald Trump is, quote, the favorite. Yet Donald Trump is not running this campaign in 2024. He's not playing it safe. There's nothing safe with going to the Libertarian Convention. As a former president, Republican, populist nationalist. Now, if you are to be intellectually honest, which these libertarians are not, Donald Trump achieved more victories for long-held, deeply cherished libertarian objectives than any president in the modern era. Not every issue, but on the issue of no new wars, on the issue of freedom of speech, on the issue of firearms and guns, on the issue of good constitutional judges, on the issue of 10th Amendment back to the states and private property rights, Donald Trump was excellent when it comes to libertarian ideals. So Donald Trump is not playing it safe, and I love that about his attitude right now. I believe he is being rewarded in the polls because he's willing to go to bodegas, go into the Bronx, and go into the Libertarian Convention. Just think of the last week that Donald Trump had. He goes to the NASCAR deal in Charlotte, and he's celebrated as this hero and this warrior. He goes deep into the Bronx and is welcomed by Black and Hispanic voters. And then he goes into the Libertarian Convention, which is not friendly territory. And he lays out an agenda that is non-compromising, non-appeasing, saying we're not going to agree with everything. But here are some things that we will agree upon. Talking about how I'm not going to start new wars, how the intel agencies will be reined in under my administration. And what ensued, of course, was mass booing from these libertarians. Now, let me just say this. If the libertarians wanted to try to make themselves not seem like a pack of clowns, they made fools of themselves on a national scene. I got messages from libertarians and people that tilt libertarian that said, what has happened to the Libertarian Party where they are booing Donald Trump? You know who they should be booing? They should be booing Joe Biden and the regime. The Libertarian Party is full of anti-government Antifa type Marxist libertarians that seem to want to be able to have every drug at their disposal and have a very weird fetish to get rid of pedophilia laws. Just saying. They want license, not liberty. Liberty is the ability to do what one ought to do. License is to do whatever you want to do, regardless of your age, no protection. It is more like anarchy. So Donald Trump shows up to the convention and he is booed, but he handles it stoically. He handles it beautifully because these lunatic clowns are booing him. By the way, have some respect for a former president. He's taking you seriously. And you have to wonder, why are we taking you seriously? Because Donald Trump wasn't talking to the clowns in the room. Donald Trump was talking to the millions of people that tilt libertarian that are looking for somebody to vote for this November. And it was a massive win. And I'll tell you how it was in more ways than one. Hey, everybody. Before I tell you about a very special offer, I want to first explain why this product is absolutely worth it without the discount. I don't take a particular supplement just because I get a discount. Anything as important as nutrition, I'll research that first. And if you go to balanceandnature.com and then scroll down to their homepage to see all that goes into each bottle of Balance and Nature fruits and veggies, you'll see, like I did, it's well worth it. It's not just the ingredients, the real stories from real customers, and they have hundreds of thousands of customers. Each customer's success story is just another example of how people are finding and taking Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Take their risk-free money-back challenge today and use my special promo code to get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751 or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get my special offer. That is discount code CHARLIE. That is balanceofnature.com, discount code CHARLIE. Check it out right now, discount code CHARLIE.
That's nice. That's nice. Only if you want to win. Only if you want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Thank you, D-Roy. Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years.
If Donald Trump handles the upcoming debate with Joe Biden the way that he handled being booed at that Libertarian convention, he's going to do just fine. And no, libertarians don't want to win. They just want to signal that they are the most libertarian. I am the holiest. I am the most pure Ayn Rand believer. And Donald Trump is just a master of the crowd. It's that pro wrestling attitude. Where Trump says, okay, get your 3% every couple years. Now, outside of the unhinged booing from the libertarians, Donald Trump got into the meat of policy. And Donald Trump showing up at the end of the convention, I'm going to tell you what, it resulted in a massive, massive victory. Donald Trump pledged not to go after crypto. Now, this is a lesser reported major, major issue right now. There are over 50 million Americans, the vast majority of which under the age of 35, that own some form of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. Elizabeth Warren wants a Stalinistic, collectivist, statist takeover of your Bitcoin. I personally own Bitcoin. A lot of people own Bitcoin. A lot of people have made money on Bitcoin. A lot of people have lost money on Bitcoin. You should have the freedom to use whatever currency that you choose. This is a way to compete against the federal government, a way to compete against the Fed. This alone was worth him going to the Libertarian Convention and announcing. They were so unhinged, they were just booing him like a bunch of clowns. But this was heard by millions, especially of that kind of Rogan bro listener demographic. Remember, last election was determined by 42,000 ballots. So this 1-3% Libertarian vote in states like Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania is significant. Imagine you are a crypto bro in Philadelphia. You can go waste your vote away with one of the third party candidates, or you can vote for Trump, who will protect your ability to own cryptocurrency. Play cut 22.
I will ensure that the future of crypto and the future of Bitcoin will be made in the USA, not driven overseas. I will support the right to self-custody to the nation's 50 million crypto holders. I say this with your vote. I will keep Elizabeth Warren and her goons away from your Bitcoin. And I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency.
I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. Let's take a step back. If you're a true libertarian, not just a freak show, shouldn't you want someone who's going to push back against the coming World Economic Forum globalist reset? That right there is a gut punch to the World Economic Forum that we will not do CBDC. Out of all the other issues that you as a libertarian could care about, currency has always been one of the top issues. Donald Trump is basically saying, I will not co-sponsor, participate in a new world order. I will not do a social credit score. I will not bring in a central bank digital currency. From a liberty standpoint, this is a major victory. So Donald Trump gives this excellent speech, and I want to play one more piece of tape here. And I'm going to tell you kind of how then the delegates at the convention reacted from who they nominated. Very noteworthy. But again, let's play cut 34. Love this messaging. Play cut 34.
We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home. We believe that property rights are fundamental to a free society and that Joe Biden's rampant inflation is a monstrous theft from the American people. It's a theft. We believe that the greatest threat to our country is not from enemies abroad. It's the tyrants, communists, fascists, and thugs attacking our rights and liberties from within.
Excellent messaging. Ignore all the noise. That's what it is. Literally and metaphorically, it's noise. He's getting right down to the issue. Donald Trump is building a coalition that can win. The libertarians had a choice. They could nominate someone in the form and the tradition of Ron Paul, or they could go towards left Antifa libertarian. I'm going to tell you what they decided, and it helps Donald Trump a lot. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. Also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor of this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. So the libertarians had a choice. They could nominate somebody that is in the tradition of Ron Paul, Rand Paul, which is closer to actually what libertarianism is. Reverence for the Constitution, not being totally insane, saying that we have to end the U.S. military. Instead, after booing Donald Trump and listening to RFK, libertarians decided to go left. The Libertarian Party of America has officially nominated Chase Oliver, a name that many of you do not know, to be their nominee. He is a gay race Marxist who believes in open borders, the ending of all drug laws, and also he is calling what is happening in Gaza as the genocide happening in Gaza. So now, if you look, that's a picture of Chase Oliver, an openly gay, woke candidate. Anybody who has libertarian leanings, by the way, that is seeing the increase in crime, that is seeing the grooming of our children, they don't want more of this kind of nonsensical libertarian tilt to policy when it comes to our kids. Now, if you look at the menu of options in front of people who say, oh, I'm not sure about Trump. Let's look at who is now running on the ticket. Let's get that graphic up. The graphic up, and as you can see, has RFK, Joe Biden, Jill Stein, Cornel West, and Chase Oliver. You have five left-wing candidates, and you have one that represents the everyday American. It's five images of the five candidates that will be running. This is an old country buffet of people who would destroy the country. And I hope you understand, RFK is a bitter left-wing environmentalist who's good on one issue, but he should be nowhere near political power. It doesn't matter what song and dance that he's giving you. It doesn't matter what kind of anthem that he is singing. He is a left-winger. So let's start there. Chase Oliver on the right of your screen. Open borders. He literally has a tweet recently where he has said that one of the best ways to advance American prosperity is by open borders. He believes in no borders. Okay, next, Cornel West, who his entire mantra and his campaign is all about ending the war in Gaza, restricting funding to Israel. He's about reparations. He is a race Marxist. Next, you have the earth worshiper, Jill Stein. Jill Stein is a radical environmentalist, wants to get rid of all fossil fuels. She is running under the Green Party ticket. Next, of course, is Joe Biden, who is destroying and ruining the country on a daily basis. Just in the last couple of weeks, Joe Biden has given you enough reason not to vote for him. From his taxpayer-funded student loan bailout package, from his inability and his unwillingness to secure the southern border, from reinstituting the trans nonsense when it comes to Title IX. Joe Biden is far from a candidate who loves the country. Joe Biden is a traitor to America. And then RFK. So if you are an anti-Trump vote, it's important to remember that in 2020, it was only Biden v. Trump. It was Biden v. Trump. There was no Chase Oliver. There was no Cornel West. There was no Jill Stein. There was no RFK. So Donald Trump in this current landscape needs to get anywhere between 38 to 44%, where a plurality, not even a majority, very well might determine the winner. More about Chase Oliver. Let's show 27 up on screen. The candidate for the Libertarian Party is a drag queen sympathizer. Here he is with a drag queen during Pride Month, which is, goodness gracious, coming up. Get ready, everybody. Hope you're ready. Starting for Saturday, all June. I actually think Pride Month this year might really, really hurt the Democrat Party. I think people are so exhausted with the whole over-the-top grooming of kids, kids twerking at these parades. Here is Chase Oliver insisting why he thinks drag queens want to read to children. This is the nominee that the Libertarian Party put forward. Play cut 30.
Why do you think that the drag queens want to read to children?
Because I think that they are performance artists and they want to be able to have different levels of performance art. It's the same reason as why do the Wiggles sing to children? Because they want to have a marketplace to kids. Mm-hmm. That is not inherently sexual. There is inherently sexual drag. And you're not going to convince me. I mean, I'm not going to defend otherwise. There absolutely is. But there's also... there's also the ability to perform as a man in a wig without being sexual. And that is what this is. I guarantee you.
Yeah. Keep doing that. keep doing the pro-drag thing as the Libertarian Party. Dave Smith, who is a very smart man, I want to have him on the program at some point. He did a wonderful episode with Tucker. I found him to be very bright, very fun. He's a comedian. I obviously don't agree with him on everything. He is a libertarian. I am not. But he's very honest. Dave Smith is an honest man. Dave Smith came out. And he's more of a Milton Friedman type, is what I was going to say. Dave Smith is much more in the tradition of a Milton Friedman libertarian. And he said this. He said, ironically, Chase Oliver, is the best outcome for Trump this weekend. Much better than a standing ovation at his speech. That Donald Trump is the greatest beneficiary out of what happened this last weekend, not because of what happened or didn't happen with his speech, but instead how they decided to nominate a pro-drag, anti-Israel, not just anti-Israel, but saying that we need to end the genocide, parroting the most fringe talking points. Play cut 41.
The only national candidate, RFK won't, Joe Biden won't, Donald Trump won't, but I'm saying right now, end the genocide, ceasefire now, and support peace around the world. No more plots and wars. Absolutely, free the hostages too.
I agree with the no proxy wars, obviously, but calling it a genocide, that cheapens genocide. And now let's get back to that five-person picture, because I want to make sure I hope that we emphasize one piece. The anti-Trump vote now has to land in one of five places. And the libertarians are good at one thing. They're good at ballot access. They're going to get Chase Oliver on the ballot likely in almost every major state. And now that they essentially have nominated a race Marxist who is openly gay, sympathetic to drag, does not want drug laws, and parrots the talking point of the genocide in Gaza, it is all anti-Trump votes. But I think it's important that we remind you to remind your friends about RFK. Here is RFK on camera calling for a law to punish speech. RFK on camera calling for a law to punish those of you that might have skepticism when it comes to the climate. Play cut 42.
Against all the evidence of the rational mind are saying that global warming doesn't exist, that they are contemptible human beings, and that, you know, I wish that there were a law you could punish them under.
I wish that there was a law you could punish them under? That if you have an opinion that you don't share, that you as president would put a law. So anybody in this audience, if you have skepticism about man-made climate change, or as they call it, anthropogenic climate change, which means done by human beings, he might do a law to put you in jail. He famously said, we want to go after ExxonMobil and take their assets away. Remember, he came on this show and said that his ideal Supreme Court nominee would be one in the tradition of the Warren Court, who got rid of prayer in schools. And hilariously, what I should have said, and I wanted to come back on the show, was, wait a second, you trust the Warren Commission now? If anyone understands it, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, that's okay. This is excellent news for Donald Trump. And the betting odds of Trump's probability of becoming president are going up. But none of that matters. It matters now. Are we going to do the work? And we're doing that at Turning Point Action. We're hiring the ballot chasers. We're registering voters every single day. We are going out into the streets to build the consensus. But if you go back to that graphic, now there is one populist nationalist running who believes in conservative values and five left-wingers. Five left-wingers. Five on one. Five left-wingers and one conservative. One America First candidate and five ideologically driven zealots. And it's going to split the vote if they're able to get on the ballot, if they're able to get ballot access, which looks more and more like they will. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Get your tickets right now to the People's Convention. It is the event of the summer. It is the convention that you can attend. We have Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump Jr., Candace Owens, Benny Johnson, Tulsi Gabbard, Byron Donalds, Governor Kristi Noem, Laura Trump, Nigel Farage, Rick Scott, Jack Posobiec, and more. So check it out right now. Get your tickets. tpaction.com/peoples. It is the event of the summer. So check it out right now, tpaction.com/peoples. The lead at politico.com. This only reinforces my point that something is coming. It could be bird flu, lobster flu, cyber attack, drone wars. It could be rolling blackouts. Something is coming. It could be an electromagnetic pulse. It could be an attempted assassination. It could be an actual assassination. These people are about to get very desperate. The trend is not their friend. Now, I still give us a 50-50 shot to win. Still, after all of this, I think our odds are 50-50. They could orchestrate a false flag. These are desperate people. They cheated in 2020. They cheated with mass mail-in ballots. They cheated with social media suppression. They cheated in so many ways. And it's as if we're waiting. We're waiting. This last weekend was the four-year anniversary of the beginning of Floydapalooza. Race riots in the streets. Chaos. It feels very, not normal, but it's not chaotic in the sense where we're waiting for them to deploy something. And Democrats are now looking around and they're in a freakout. That's not my term. That is Politico.com. This is by several authors. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six people wrote this. So you better believe that this is well-sourced. Biden's stubbornly poor polling and stakes in the election are creating the freakout, Democrat operative said. This isn't, oh my goodness, Mitt Romney will become president. It's, oh my goodness, the democracy might end. I think people are, I don't like overusing this because I feel it's the boy who cried wolf. It is the best example of the boy who cried wolf is right here. This is it. No one believes. Yeah, okay, great. Democracy is going to end, just like how climate change is going to engulf us and systemic racism is a public health threat. And got it. Thanks. It says Donald Trump has raised far more money in April and the landscape may only become worse for Democrats. With Trump's hush money trial concluding, another, this is involving the president's son, set to begin in Delaware. But the most telling part of this entire article is this. Whatever the Biden campaign has been doing over the last 2 months, and it's a lot of activity, including $25 million in swing state ad spending, according to Ad Impact, it's had only a limited impact effect. According to 538, Biden's average job approval rating on March 7th was 38.1%. On Friday, it's 38.4%. And his standing against Trump has only changed a little. On April 22nd, Trump's criminal trial began. Trump had a 0.3 lead in national polls. Now he has a 1.4 lead in national polls. This is the kicker. The reason why the Democrats are freaking out and they're getting ready for their next thing. By the way, I want you to email me freedom@charliekirk.com. What do you think they have planned for us? Because we know they will cheat worse than ever, but now we've seen the playbook. What do you think they're going to do? Is it a virus? Is it an EMP? Is it a war? Is it more student loan debt relief? Biden's approval is at 38% right now. What could even improve that? A suspension of the election? Are they just going to say no election like Zelensky? I wish I didn't have to live in this paranoid state of mind, but only the paranoid survive. I want to hear from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. What do you think it is? Because Joe Biden just spent $25 million. And typically, when you spend $25 million and your opponent spends no money, usually your numbers go up. Joe Biden spent $25 million and he's less popular than before the ad blitz. Is this going to be a false flag attack on Donald Trump's life? Or feds dressing up like Trump supporters and attacking Biden or his aides? Is it going to be another Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot? You are about to see the most desperate level of activity from these people. And I want to hear from you. We have to say it out loud, because if we say it out loud, it becomes a little less likely that they do it. Not impossibly unlikely, but a little less likely. They war game the stuff out. What are they going to do? Because this is a fire alarm for them. Our movement is growing. It's ascendant. It's popular. They are throwing ideas at the wall. What do you think they have planned? I'm genuinely curious. I want to hear from you. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.